We are exactly halfway through the 8 o'clock hour on the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to the program. As the numbers continue to skyrocket here in Orange County with 29,426 positive cases, we've suffered 39 deaths in Orange County since last Thursday. The numbers here in Laguna Beach are not much better. We have 112 positive cases. That's doubled since July 1st. Always an important conversation to be had with Captain Rachel Johnson, Laguna Beach Police Department. Thank you for joining us this morning, Captain Johnson.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, last week, Governor Gavin Newsom announced a list of business sectors that were going to be required to close, and that took effect on July 13th, last Monday. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it's working here in Laguna Beach?
Sure. In response to, as you guys know, the metrics for counties in California to remain open were based on the number of people that were hospitalized, the number of cases per 100,000, and our test positivity rate. While those numbers continued to increase, and they were over the state metrics for 3 days, Orange County became on the state's monitoring list of a list of counties who were not able to meet those metrics any longer. And that had gone on for more than 3 days, so the governor asked that a lot of sectors that for counties that were on the state's monitoring list close at least their indoor operations. So that's a number of sectors, restaurants, wineries, tasting rooms, movie theaters, family entertainment centers, fitness centers, worship services. A number of services had to cease their indoor operations and continue to either not operate at all or only operate outside.
Okay. And are you finding cooperation with this, or are there some cases where you've come by and maybe there was a restaurant open indoors that shouldn't have been?
For the most part, we're finding cooperation. There's a misnomer that a lot of people don't know is that when they're receiving that information on those daily press conferences by the governor or the county health officer, that's when we're receiving the information as well. And if the information is coming from Governor Newsom, oftentimes the County of Orange is receiving it right at the same time we all are. So we're all reacting at the same time, and we generally don't have a heads up. But what I find is immediately after those press conferences, I tend to get a lot of phone calls and emails from people who are just trying to follow the rules. We've received far more compliance than anything else.
Okay. All right. And if a restaurant, let's say a restaurant in town, does violate several times and you have to go back not just once, maybe a couple of times, what kind of fine are they looking at? Is that a hefty fine?
Well, we always want to start with education because we understand that this is a trying time and there are a lot of different things going on. And sometimes people are reliant on word of mouth rather than what's written down. And so we try for education. That's really our first line of defense. If we aren't able to get compliance with education, then we want to involve our code enforcement and maybe get fines and things like that involved. But we really try to start with education. It's really just not on what we want to do in a time like this is to heap fines on people unless we're just not able to get compliance.
Okay, well, let's talk about the personal responsibility of wearing masks for a second. You're well aware that the numbers across the county are skyrocketing, and more specifically here in Laguna Beach, as I mentioned, we've doubled since July 1st. So in just 20 days, we've doubled the number of positive cases. We went from 56 to 112 yesterday. And the governor's statewide mask mandate has now been in effect for 32 days. We've had 6 months to educate the public on masks. And if you're not wearing a mask today, if you're not wearing a mask right now, you're clearly not wanting to wear the mask. I don't believe it's a question of education. How many citations have we written here in Laguna Beach for non-mask wearing?
We haven't written any citations, to my knowledge, for non-mask wearing. We've tried to provide education. All of our officers have face coverings in their police vehicles that they can offer to citizens. We provide them at any time we have that interaction where the chief complains someone not wearing a face covering, we provide it to that person so they can be in compliance. But what I've also found is some of what is what's perceived as a lack of compliance can also be a little bit of a misunderstanding with the mask orders, in that if you are able to go to the park with your family and be with just your family unit, those people that you reside with, you cannot wear a face covering so as long as you can maintain 6 feet of distance from anyone else. So if you are able to kind of scout out a plot of grass at the park and you can play frisbee with just those people in your family unit without wearing a face covering. Now, if you are in a more populated park or you're somewhere where it's extremely busy, well, then you're going to need to wear a face covering because you can't maintain that physical distancing. But a lot of the complaints that I receive are from are sometimes where people could be with their family units and where they don't need to wear a face covering. Like, you don't have to wear one on the beach if you're able to maintain physical distancing from the people around you, unless you're going to do something where you're going to move back and forth across the sand where you're not going to be able to maintain that physical distancing.
Okay, I think I was more looking for like Whole Foods. For instance, you'll see at Whole Foods sometimes, and you've seen this past weekend photos across social media of an argument out in front of Whole Foods where some guy was just not going to wear a mask and forcing his way in. Is that a situation where you would go ahead and cite them?
If the person isn't willing to comply and they're not willing to leave, that is a situation where we might have to take enforcement action, certainly.
Okay, and would that be a trespassing citation?
No, it'd be a citation for not adhering to the orders of the state health officer. It's a violation of the government code to not adhere to the directions of the state or local health officer.
Okay. And has anyone in the police department tested positive?
I obviously can't release health data for people without their permission, but our police department's healthy for now.
Okay.
We've been very, very fortunate.
Okay, fantastic. We hope you certainly stay that way. And I think the important thing that we're trying to get out here now is how important are masks? They are just absolutely essential and really easy to do.
Face coverings are important. I know that in the beginning of this pandemic, when we were learning something new about the virus every day, there was some conflicting information on the efficacy of face coverings. But what we've learned as we've moved along and the science on the virus has gotten better and more definite is that face coverings are a very large part of our fight against community spread of COVID-19, and we all need to wear them. I personally, don't enjoy it, but you know what? I got a few new masks in the mail, one with Scooby-Doo on the front. It's made me a lot happier, and I've decided that I'm going to look really cute while I wear these masks, and there's a number of companies that sell them, and so I'm going to do my part, and I'm going to wear my face covering, and I'm going to, wear something that make me feel good.
I know, and we know you're doing the right thing. We certainly appreciate your service to the community, and we want you to stay healthy and safe out there. Captain Rachel Johnson, Laguna Beach Police Department, thank you for coming in this morning, Captain Johnson.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Have a great day.
You too.